Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hey guys, happy 2024. We're back. It's a new year and we're back on the podcast after a little bit of a break for the holidays.
We are together and in person, though, luckily. So starting off the new year right, the way that the podcast should be. And we are going to spend this podcast just kind of doing a little recap of the holidays and then also just a look back and just kind of react to the past year.
And you guys know, if we're together, that means that someone else is probably here, too.
Well, not always, but lately, because you're together a lot now. But yes, I'm here, too.
My mom is in town.
Any names? So, Lexi and Gabby and Mom.
We're here. So, we decided that we didn't want to do that. I'm Lexi and I'm Gabby and we're the Fuller Sisters. But, can you guys tell our voices apart? Do you guys know
who's who?
Yeah, I can tell when I'm listening. Well, I know you.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm Lexi.
And I'm Gabby.
And I'm Mama Fuller.
In case you're new here, hello. And yeah, like Gabby said, we're going to recap the last couple of weeks on the holiday and then we're going to just we have a couple questions to like reflect on 2023 and maybe some things to look forward to in 2024. So where do we even start with this week?
So I did a solo the last podcast. So Lexi wasn't even here. So she has probably a lot to figure out and catch you up on. I feel like you got like a good 2 or so weeks, but well, she did a solo because I was on the cruise, right? Yeah. So then we just balanced it out. But we did Vlogmas, both of us. We successfully finished 25 days in a row.
Yeah, that's honestly like I don't really have any like life updates. I've just been going to work and doing Vlogmas like every single day. So that's pretty much it for what's been going on, honestly, up until the point where we were all together.
I mean, yeah, and obviously you guys have probably watched, and if you haven't yet, you can see exactly what we were doing on every single day on our YouTube channel. So go ahead and tune into those if you want specifics, but I don't even remember when I podcasted last. I know what I even told you guys about. So basically all that I remember is I finished up my last week of practices. Justin flew home to go be with his family for the holidays. We celebrated our Christmas early. We went to Hell's Kitchen. I feel like I podcasted maybe before that. No, see, I don't remember. So I'm not going to, just in case, I'm not going to double down on it. But I had a good few weeks. And then Mom flew into me in Miami. We spent the day at my grandma's house. And then we drove over to Lexi's. And then that's when we were all together.
What did we do the first day that you guys were here?
I was here pretty late.
No recollection. Oh, yeah, you guys got here at night. And then what was the next day? Christmas Eve already?
No. We had one day in between.
What the heck did we do on that day? Oh, we ran errands.
We were running errands almost all day. Last minute Christmas shopping, last minute grocery shopping. I don't know what else we did.
And the stores were like bare and packed. Packed of people and low on supply.
Oh, yes. And the traffic was awful. So it took us forever. Oh, we had those great bagels.
Oh, that should be my... Well, I've definitely probably used it as my favorite because I live here, but...
What's the name?
Stuff a Bagel. There's a couple locations in Southwest Florida, but yeah, it was like... I don't know. That bagel was good, but the homemade breakfast sandwich we made yesterday was really good.
It was also good, but the homemade... Or the like New York style bagels definitely took the cake for me. But then that night, we went to the beach for a very important photo shoot.
I did do that.
Because we started a company. I was waiting for you to catch on. It took you a little bit. So we now have a little company called Sunset Social Co. And we're just kind of like learning the ropes as we go. It's something we looked at the date. So we started the idea on May 28th, I think it was.
Yes.
Of this past year is when we like really decided we're going to do it. We came up with a name, all of the things. And then since then, it has just been a huge work in progress. It's not something that we just wanted to throw together overnight. It's starting as a clothing company currently. We want to do more as we grow and go and learn. But we have a few products in our first launch. However, as you're hearing this, because we're new to it, the way we're doing it is just to like get a gauge on what you guys are interested in and everything. And like size-wise and everything, we are doing a pre-order for the first round. So by the time you're listening to it, unfortunately, the specific pre-order is going to be over. But we're going to open it up again probably in the next few weeks or so. So stay tuned to this Instagram, our Instagrams, the Sunset Social Instagram for all that information.
Yeah, so Gabby, it's a very much a Fuller Gal business venture. Gab's running the TikTok. I'm running the Instagram. We're both creating designs. And then Mama Fuller over here, Shelly's doing a lot of the back-breaking work on the back end with the website, the email.
Trying to find the products.
Yeah, helping us find the products, the manufacturer, the shipping, like all of that. So she's been working hard. So give her some credit if you're feeling like being nice. Just give her a little comment. But yeah, we're really excited.
Very excited. That's exciting, but
very excited. That's exciting. So you had riveting content from this one over here.
I was getting the microphone.
Let me tell you though, we did not know it was that windy when we went to take these photos and videos, and the clothes were flying everywhere. We brought a clothing rack to the beach.
The concept was so cute, guys. So it was going to be like a clothing rack on the beach. There was a beautiful sunset in the background. Luckily, we got blessed with great weather that night because it has been so crappy here on and off. So it ended up like the first part of the day was pretty gloomy and gray, and then the sun opened up and then it was beautiful out. Sunset was gorgeous. However, it was so incredibly windy. So we tried, I wanted to film a TikTok of putting like each clothes on like the hanger on the clothing rack on the beach. It took at least like 30 tries just to get the 10-second video where the wind didn't completely knock the clothing rack over. So it was a lot, but we got a lot of good content. We got all the website pictures, all the social media pictures. And yeah, make sure you guys check that out. But that was honestly a huge chunk of what we've been doing is all like the back end work and all the cosmetic of the website and the editing and basically just like getting it ready to launch.
Right. And I'm glad we did it that night because the weather hasn't been the best.
Yeah, it rained all day on Christmas Day here, like nonstop.
Yeah, so even though it was an off and on Christmas Eve, even though it was windy, at least we had the good sunset. And then I'm not sure by the time you're getting this if the first drop has already been open and closed because it's going to be one. It'll be a quick drop for the first one, only because there's some conflicts of timing and going out of town and things, but then we'll do a second one. They'll do a second one, and you'll get to check that out.
Yeah, so that was the first day. Then we came home. What did we do that night? We just like hung out. We made food. What did we eat?
Yeah, we ate late.
Buffalo chicken pasta. Yeah, yes, and then we did the sister gift swap that night.
We did.
We did do that. We did good this year.
We did. I think it was our best one so far.
We both ever. Did we get anything back?
No.
No.
We did get each other the exact same game.
But like Lexi double checked too. So our categories were fun in a box, home sweet home, Cozy Queen, For the Boys, and which one am I missing?
Get Out of Town.
Yes. And Fun in a Box, our boxes were completely different sizes. Lexi held them up to make sure, and she goes, okay, good. They're different. All of a sudden, I go to open it. Exact same game that I got her. So now we have two. I mean, honestly, it is a fantastic game. It's my favorite, so like I'm going to talk about it later, but I'm not mad about it because now we both have one. Like we have one for her house, and then I have one for the apartment, so we both have access to it because I do feel like it's a game we're going to be playing a lot because we've already played it.
And you can play with two people. So you both can play with your significant others.
And so then
I'm going to have to get one too, maybe, because my significant other is his favorite game.
I kind of want to play it tonight. And then
you two can play.
Oh, you're not going to?
She needs to go to bed. She's kicking us
sleeping
out.
Sleeping well.
Okay, no, we'll just hang out and like watch a movie or something.
Tomorrow's about fun. We'll play tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys are leaving me tomorrow.
Tomorrow, late night.
You're sad. So we then, Christmas morning, woke up, or sorry, Christmas Eve morning, woke up, drove to the east coast of Florida to go to my aunt's house with my cousins, my grandparents, and we just had a day of eating. I feel like we just ate all day long.
Yes. Taking pictures, eating, and then playing some games.
Yeah, mom made bacon bread, which was really good. The jalapenos with smoked cream cheese and bacon were really good. They were just really spicy. We had ham, cheesy potatoes.
Spinach dip.
Stromboli.
Apple cheesecake. Jeez, when you list it all out, a charcuterie.
That, the fatty, whatever.
Oh, yeah, the breakfast wrap.
Breakfast fatty.
Oh, my God, we had so much food. But yeah, and then we just drove back later that night, stayed here, and then Christmas morning we just vegged. We woke up, we watched two full movies back to back, which I don't know if my mom's watched two full movies with us in her entire life, much less back to back.
I know I feel behind right now.
Oh my God, why? We got our whole to-do list done.
Kind of, there's still more, like I've got to add to it for tomorrow.
Tomorrow's about fun. Today was work, tomorrow's fun.
And then
while you get your nails done, I'll get work done.
Okay. What the heck am I gonna do?
Am I gonna clean in the morning?
Okay, we'll chat. Anyways, then yeah, Christmas Eve night we came home. Christmas Day, like I said, we just vegged, played games. We tried to do the karaoke TikTok challenge where you like put karaoke up on the TV, but you stand facing away from the TV,
so you don't know the song, and then you have. You also, like, can't hear the lyrics, obviously, because it's the karaoke version. So.
There's two reasons I don't do karaoke. Because I can't sing. And even with the words, I just
can't read fast enough.
I can't do it.
So it was kind of a disaster. But it was funny for a bit.
Disaster, I'm sure.
And then we've been watching Naked Attraction on HBO Max. Now, okay. I'm warning you.
Yeah.
It is a rated RRRRR. We watch it thinking... You know, this could be like a really funny concept, like a dating show, whatever. They show everything. It's a British show.
Zoom in on everything.
It is, yeah. But it is so funny. We were cracking up. Mom was wheezing in bed when we were watching this show. So that's been like we watch one episode and then go to bed. But we have been going to bed way too late. So tonight we are going to bed at a decent time. And then today we woke up. And what did we do this morning? Gabby and I got coffee, and then we just did work all day for the company, on our computers.
We had a company work today.
We used some leftovers in the fridge and made a pretty good pasta.
It was really good, actually.
How was the shrimp?
Very good.
Yeah. So we took shrimp cocktail and like sauteed the shrimp with garlic and seasonings. Leftover shrimp cocktail. Used the shrimp, and then we made pasta, and I made a white wine. Garlic, onion, and grape tomato sauce with Parmesan, and then we topped it with burrata. So that was pretty good. And now we're here. We went in the hot tub, and now we're relaxing. Does anybody else have any other life updates they would like to share?
I mean, I did work out yesterday.
Mom used the home gym. What was your thought process?
I liked it.
We're getting a treadmill off of Facebook Marketplace this week. I'm excited for that, and then eventually a leg press. Yes, mom's getting a walking pad from us for Christmas.
So hopefully I got to lose this weight before the wedding. So it's getting shape time, and it's always that time of year. But it's usually my favorite and best time because there's really nothing going on between January and March, except for my weekend trips and things. But other than that, it's a good time to buckle down and get to it. So
yeah, I'm doing... a 75 hard challenge with Sean, like a version of it. But by the time you guys hear this podcast, we will have already started. But let me share, I guess, like what our goal is. We're going to drink about 100 ounces of water a day, one workout a day, you know, whether that's strength training, a walk on the treadmill, whatever. Read for 30 minutes a day. We want to reach 10,000 steps a day. Food-wise, we just want to eat like home-cooked, non-processed foods and try to save money and only eat out like a max once a week. And then do like daily skincare. And I wrote for me like one for Sean, I could go without really having like And basically, I wrote like one dessert or alcoholic drink a week, like just to really reset our bodies and get back on track. For me, that's probably going to be ice cream more so. And for Sean, maybe like a beer or probably ice cream or cookies. I don't know. We'll see. But we're all about balance. I just really want to do like a hard reset and just more so to like challenge myself mentally to try and do it. So we'll see. 75 days is a really long time. But I'm going to try my best.
Everyone that does it says they love it.
Yeah, it says like it literally creates the best habits and like they feel so good afterwards. And yeah, so I don't know. Ooh. We'll see.
Yeah. I still can't get over the 100 ounces of water. Like really? I try to get to, yes, through 216 ounces or maybe 3 a day and I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done it yet. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I really haven't done it. How much is this cup?
40. There's supposed to be 40.
I don't know if this one... Oh, yeah, 40 ounces. So, three of these. See, when I think about it like that, it doesn't seem like that much.
I guess. When I was doing that...
I'll just have to bring this cup around everywhere so I can keep track.
Right. Hmm. I am not sticking to any type of challenge, but I do want to get back into the gym for, like, energy purposes. Honestly, I feel like I just always have more energy and I feel better when I get up and go do something. So, I think we're both going to stick to that. Hopefully, it'll stick this time, but...
And another last year a while, and then I don't know what happens.
Well, then I also just get in a crazy schedule of competitions, right, too, so that's going to be rough.
All right. Well, why don't we hop into our favorites this week? Gab's going to talk first because she's very happy about this game that we got each other.
All right. So the game is called Off Topic, and it is like an adult version of Scattergories. And I feel like they did the perfect amount of like making it funny and somewhat adultish, but like, you know, the like Cards Against Humanity cards that like try way too hard to be funny? And they're just like kind of not. It like didn't do that. Like I feel like every category was genuinely like the perfect amount of like older and out there, but still not crazy. Like I'm trying too hard to be funny kind of topics. And the best thing about it is there's like, what did we say? 16 cards, I think. And then obviously every time you do, like you can do the same card a million times and get 26 different letters. So like the possibilities are endless. Although I don't know if I would ever play with like, does the letter dice even have like X and Z and stuff?
I don't know.
I didn't look at it too much.
Because I feel like those are impossible. But we had a blast. We played it with the whole family and then we played it just us four. And it was a lot of fun. I feel like it's going to be a game that we continuously play over and over again because it was really good. And that's my favorite.
Okay, Mom, would you like to go next?
My favorite is I'm about two-thirds of the way through Fourth Wing.
You're already two-thirds? Are you sure?
I think so. Two-thirds of the way through Fourth Wing. So I think I'm on, I don't know, chapter. Yeah, I've got to be because I started here. I was one-third of the way, a little more. But anyway, I'm really enjoying it. And I wasn't sure I was going to, but I am. So I'm excited for that. So Fourth Wing, that was your favorite not too long ago.
Yeah, I love it.
So good book. Cross between Twilight and
Fifty Shades.
I need to look some things up and I can picture what it would be like for a movie, but very interesting. Good book.
All right. And my favorite is our Sunset Social crew neck with the martini and iced coffee design. I just think it is so cute and so comfy. And that's my favorite this week because it's really cool to wear a crew neck or really any piece of clothing that you really like and say like, hey, like I made this, you know,
mm-hmm.
So make it, designed it,
like, oh, where'd you get it?
Like, say, I designed it, my company.
I've had it. I've worn it multiple times.
I just got my own, not copy. What do you call that?
Just example.
My own product. Oh, yeah. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I really like it. I wear it all the time. I think it's like the perfect color scheme for this time of year. And it's comfy. I'm a big fan.
All right. So I guess now it is time to open these questions and reflect on the year. Okay. So these questions are from thebeautyexplorer.ie, but there's questions reflecting on 2023 and then intentions for 2024. So this is going to be really, really fun, but let's hop right in. All right, question number one. What was your biggest triumph in 2023? Gab, we'll start with you.
I will say I feel like, and it's not a bad thing because my life has been honestly like on a high since I pretty much graduated college, but I feel like all my years lately have looked the same. So I don't have like a huge like, oh, this happened this year and that would definitely be my answer. But I would say I had some really cool and just kind of like dream work opportunities this year.
Yeah, like your crews and
Skims and...
You worked with Skims?
Yeah, I'm still working with them.
Why don't I have any Skims?
I don't know. Why don't you watch my content?
Why are you working with them on it?
YouTube?
Oh, that's why I don't watch your YouTube. Do you watch mine?
No.
Okay, fair.
I watch them both.
I would hope so.
Yeah, thanks.
You can watch this on your walking pad. So for me, I would say my biggest triumph in 2023 was signing a job contract. I can't believe it. For the first time in my entire life, I'm not going to be in school anymore, and I'm going to be doing the career that I've been in school for 27 years for. So woo-hoo! That's really Yay! Exciting. I'm excited to just like start working because it's time. I've been in school for way too long.
Shelly, what do you got? I'm not sure I have a triumph in 2023. I mean... What have we done? Let's see. January, February, March. April. I did lose some poundage there, and then I gained it back during the summer. So that was a triumph back then.
I don't know. So, I feel like you've been consistently working out in some way, shape, or form, which I feel like I've is a triumph for better. You.
That's a for sure. I gave up the coffee. I still do the
hot ginger water. Has that been helping your digestion, do you think?
I think, yes. Yes, definitely. Most definitely.
Okay, so just being healthier.
Better healthy. Yeah, better health.
I feel like you've had higher energy levels.
Yeah.
I mean, you're higher energy levels than I have.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Not today, but usually.
The next question. What was the smartest decision you made in 2023?
I don't love that this is my answer, but I do feel like the smartest thing we did was not buy a house in the 2023 market because... I feel like it was terrible and I would have probably just rushed into it just because I want one so bad. And then I probably would have regretted it. So I feel like waiting for us was definitely the best choice and smartest choice financially.
For me, the smartest choice was turning my garage into a home gym because I am really enjoying this fitness journey that I'm on. But I could feel myself like getting more and more irritated with driving to the gym, having it be crowded, spending the time to get there and leave. Like I could feel that motivation going down. And now that it's at home, I have literally no excuse. And I just enjoy being home so much. So it's just like another thing. And I feel like we're maximizing our space in the house, like by having that here versus like we just like kept things really messy in the house. I don't know. I feel like that or buying a hot tub because I use that hot tub almost every single day.
Nice. Mine is probably, again, back to the not drinking coffee every morning and being a little healthier. My iron's back up. Woo woo. And all that good stuff. So just, you know, being healthy and trying to work on my gut and all that good stuff.
Okay. What one word best sums up and describes your 2023?
I'm going to have to say just busy. I'm the busiest retired person ever.
You are so busy.
Like this past year, though, I haven't even had time. Like so far, I haven't even had time to cricket just because I haven't had time. I don't know why.
I do.
I'm just so
It's your social life.
Busy. But I've always had a social life.
It took you how long to get one task done today?
I think I might need some Ritalin.
ADHD. You 100% have adult ADHD.
She was doing seven different tasks, trying to get one task done today, and then wondered why she was busy all day and couldn't get anything done.
Yeah, I think it's just like one... efficiency. Like you need to make a to-do list and like
and then
start with one thing.
It just throws me totally off. Like that she threw me off today forever. And then the fix was so easy. I don't know why we couldn't think of it. I wasted 2 hours for nothing. But
I think that's what it is you just have social plans like almost every single night.
I know. It is kind of awful. I mean, it's nice that I have...
Gabby and I don't have that problem.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of different groups of friends now. So, I mean, it is. Like, this night is with this one, and then we have to go with this one, and then that one. So, it has been crazy busy, but I'm hoping that slows down in the next few months.
Okay. Gab, do you know what your one word is?
I feel like just smooth. Like, it was good, but it was...
Story of our lives. Smooth. Gabby's life is always smooth.
Like, yeah. Again, like, there was no high highs. There were no low lows. It was just... It was great, but just smooth all year.
Yeah. Oh, we live such different lives. I was going to say growth. I feel like this year, I've really focused on, like, finding what makes me happy and doing it. Like, I've noticed... Sitting and scrolling on my phone puts me in a worse mood. So now I'm reading instead of doing that in my free time. I've noticed like working out makes me happy. And maybe it's more, okay, maybe it's not like smooth and more so just like, I don't want to say selfishness. Or yeah, what did I say? Not growth. I don't want to say selfishness, but just like, and not really like self-awareness. But like, for example, I know that HelloFresh is worth it. So I'm continuing to do HelloFresh. Like, you know, yeah, just
done more things like
for convenience for myself than ever before.
And the fact of like, all right, I'm working out. I'll talk to you. You're not like, yeah,
not as people pleasing. Yes, and not even that, but just you, more things for me. Yeah, like if I don't want to go somewhere, I'm not gonna. Like,
yes, preach, sister.
I don't know how to. I don't know what that word would be though. Like, more self. Self-care. Just the word self. 2023? Yeah, I don't know. Okay. What are the greatest lessons you learned in 2023? For me, it's basically just piggybacking off of what I just said, like focusing on what makes me happy and doing it. Like, I don't want to say it's not that hard, but I know what I need to do. So now it's just making it happen, like cooking healthy meals and reading versus scrolling and waking up at a decent time.
That's what I was going to say. How about reading? I read over a dozen books this year.
You have been reading. Yeah, I guess that could be, maybe that could be the next one. How have you seen yourself grow?
Right.
I feel like you've been reading like crazy, which is good for you.
It is, but it takes up a lot of my time, which I need.
That's okay. Like what though? Like the stuff you would be doing, like, reading is at least a good time saver. Like, it's not bad for you.
Yeah, I've been trying to read at night instead of being on my phone, so that's good.
Yeah.
I read 5 books.
Which for you, that's also big that's growth.
Huge. And that was really only like the second half of the year.
We gotta get you to read Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing and I will.
I
just, Iron Flame.
I needed to, like, from January on when I'm home, I guess I will. But, like, I can't start it now because then I can't take it on my trip because that book is 7,000 pounds. It's huge.
Get a Kindle.
No, I will never read if I have that.
Whatever.
I'm a book person.
Whatever, until you try a Kindle and then you're like, wow, this is so convenient. Greatest lesson for me, yeah, like I was saying, is just like doing what makes me happy. But does anybody else have anything to add? I guess I could go right into the next one. How have you seen yourself grow? For me, it's lifting weights and like my physical fitness. I've never been, I'm weak, like just in, okay, not anymore, but like my whole life it was always a joke. Like, I had no upper body strength. If anything needed lifted, it was always Gabby. Like, I was just, I just didn't have a lot of body muscle.
And you should have seen her muscles in the gym yesterday.
Mom couldn't believe like how much weight I had on stuff.
Gosh. And like, you could see like her definition of her muscles. I was jealous.
But like, I look back, like, cause I started this fitness journey in January. So we're like almost a full, we're a full year now at this point. And the first time Sean took me to that gym, I couldn't even put a plate on the leg press. Like, there was zero weight on the leg press and I was struggling. And I was like, I hate this. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. I was using like 5-pound dumbbells. And now to do the leg press at the gym, I have 2 45-pound plates on both sides. Like, I'm doing hamstring curls and quads with like big plates. Like, it's just, and I am enjoying it. Like, I'm not miserable doing it. Like, I just put on my headphones, I throw on a YouTube video or a podcast or an audiobook, and I just work out and I really enjoyed it. So for me, it's just getting stronger is something that I feel like I've grown in 2023.
I mean, yeah, I feel like I never, if you would have asked me even at the beginning of 2023, if I would have even read one book this year, I probably would have said like, no, I'm not a reader. It's not for me. But I do actually really enjoy it. And especially with, I mean, laying out is the time when I really read the most because it does make time pass fast. So it's honestly like the best experience when I'm laying out. It's still, that's pretty much the only time that I'm really like, when I'm home, even if I'm home alone, like I feel like I'm always, yeah, I'm always finding stuff to keep me busy than not sitting down and reading. So I feel like it would be different if I had a house and I could like just go step outside and do that. But I'm not. Our balcony is like buggy and not very nice. And then I'm not going down to the pool. Well, if I am, then I'm laying out. But yeah, reading 5 books is huge for me. I haven't read 5 books since I was in like 8th grade and I had the AR test.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Really?
I don't think. I think it's a choice. I don't think they're made. I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh. Check on it.
Again, same thing, is just trying to make healthier choices and remain healthy, unlike I am right now because of my lack of sleep. But yeah, And I hope to continue that in 2024.
Okay, and then the last 2023 question is, what was the biggest risk you took in 2023? I would say the business.
Yeah, I feel like...
Just because, at the time we're recording this, we haven't officially launched it. But it's always scary when you, like, start something and it could totally flop. I hope it didn't at this point, but...
We also, like, we went into it kind of blind. Like, we had the idea and we knew we wanted to do it, but, like...
We had no clue.
No idea where to begin. And especially seeing how my other business, which is still in the process, don't worry, guys. But seeing the fact that that took, like, 4 years now and it's just so complicated and so much back and forth. And, like, I feel like I was scared to, like, go into something else, but... The fact that, like, we started it, we really just went for it, and it's not like it's finished, but, like, it's happening. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, because your mother stayed on you, and we had business meetings, and we were good about that. So that is a good one. So we'll have to see. Hopefully it keeps going, because there's all kinds of things you want to do with it, mm-hmm. but it's just a work in progress, too.
Learning as we go, for sure. Okay, now we're moving on to our 2024 intentions. So what is your one word that you would like to have as your theme in 2024?
Okay, mine is going to be balance, because I want balance, I feel like, in all aspects of life, like a better work-life balance, a better routine balance. And then also, I feel like this year is going to be a huge year of, like, bucket list traveling. Like, we want to have a European summer and just knocking so much off our bucket list. But then I also hope it's the same year that we get a house and we settle down and we're just, like, being home and enjoying being home and just kind of balance in all aspects of life. I want to be able to tackle it all better and not feel like I'm either going through phases where I'm extremely busy and never home, or then phases where it's, like, too much. Like, I want just a better balance throughout all, like, months in general.
Mine is thrive, and that is because I feel like this is a big year for me. I'm finally starting my career. I'm getting married. I'm hoping to be in, like, the best shape and health mindset of my life. I'm just really
thriving.
I'm hoping to thrive, honestly. And
tonight's the full moon.
Oh, yes. As we're recording this, it's the last full moon of 2023, and we need to manifest health, wealth, and happiness. So I will be sitting in bed and manifesting that tonight. Shelly, what's your...
Manifest for me, because I'll be laying in bed, hopefully sleeping.
Okay, what is your word for 2024?
I don't know. It could be a combination of both of you guys, but I need to be more like, I have to continue my fit and healthy journey and maybe get to be a little stronger. So I don't know, put those all together in a word.
I think just strength in general. I feel like having strength. A stronger mindset to then be, like, motivated, self-disciplined. Yes. I think just being strong physically.
Discipline.
That's a good one. Physically and mentally strong to get through. It's going to be a big year for us, but... Yeah, that's my goal. So that's what I hope for 2024.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Okay, the next one is, what are you looking forward to in 2024?
Ooh, 2024 I think is going to be busy. So just in January, you want me to go by each month?
No.
January we have majors, and then right afterward I'm going for a week in Mexico.
I have nothing in January besides just living my best fit life at home.
Yeah, so that's gonna put a little wrench in my routine and stuff, but I'll try to stay healthy and do work out and eat properly. Yourself. Yeah, right. So I have that in January. February, just probably another competition in there. March, not too much, but the Easter falls at the end of March, beginning of April. So that'll be traveling. Since I can't work, might as well come down here and travel and visit everyone. And then May, Paul's daughter's getting married. June is supposed to be a big family trip there. July, Lexi's getting married. And then maybe the second half of the year there could be maybe hopefully a little more relaxing than the first half, because it's going to be busy, busy.
Yeah, so I finish residency in the spring slash early summer, June or July-ish, and then I get married, and then we're traveling a little bit, and then I start my brand new job as a full-fledged pediatric dentist at the end of August, so that's exciting, and then I have my friend's wedding in October, so I'm a bridesmaid again, so that's fun. Sean's fully done with paramedic, so that's awesome. We can get back to like a little bit more of like our normal schedule. He'll be home more, so that'll be really nice. And again, just like working on ourselves and taking it day by day and not trying to rush everything, because I think this year is going to be a really busy year. And I still have wedding planning to do. It's not completely done. But yeah, we're getting married abroad with just close family. I will share more about that soon. But yeah, so that's going to be a lot to do and figure out and things like that. So that's what I'm looking forward to most, is a combination of all of that.
Yeah, my January to April always just blurs together because of so many competitions. I have majors, and then we have All Out, we have Cheer Sport, we have NCAA, UCA Worlds, and at that point, literally January to April is done. And my birthday's in there, our anniversary's in there, and then it's Justin's birthday. Well, it's Mom's birthday, it's Justin's birthday. We are possibly having a work trip to like London, UK area in May, which will be huge, and then we really want to hit Iceland on the way home. That has been a bucket list place forever. So hopefully we can make that happen. And then because of Lexi's wedding abroad, we just want to bounce around to all of our bucket list places. So that will be like basically all of July will be another traveling. So then hopefully from like August on will be the balance of like maybe just settling at home. Hopefully having a home by then, being able to decorate, redo, renovate, all of the above would be fantastic. I keep hearing good things that the market is going to be in my favor this year, and it really couldn't get much worse. So I feel like it has to balance out more. There's no way it's not going to, because it's just like, I feel like I'm very privileged to be at my age, even like having the opportunity to try to buy a house, and I still feel like I can't even do it. So I don't know how it wouldn't balance out, because like at this point, no one's going to be able to buy a house ever again.
Yes, interest rates on, like, I just had an email from the girl from the bank, and she said those are starting to go down, which means then, you know, everything else will hopefully balance out. But then it's an election year, so election years are tough, so we'll have to see.
Kurt said that would be good for buying a house. Like, he said the market, he thinks, with everything going on, would be good. So he's great with money, so let's hope that he's right, because I just need it to happen.
You and me both, girl. I need those interest rates to go down so I can refinance this house. We got screwed with having to get flood insurance. Just, like, it's been a mess. But, all right, last question, girlies, and we'll wrap it up here, is what is a new hobby or talent or something you want to explore in 2024 that you want to get better at or something like that?
I really want to be in my Pilates era. The only thing stopping me... That. Yeah, I really enjoyed it the one time we went.
I might have to try.
I think you would like it. I think you would, because it's
all your body weight. I thought it was really hard.
You didn't have the flexibility for it. No, it was not hard. Like, I felt like I wasn't sweating, but I felt like I had so much like muscle tension and like
strength. That's how I feel with lifting.
Yeah, I guess. But it was, I enjoyed it a lot. I would love for you to come with me. Maybe we'll go at some point. I don't know when. But my issue is the classes book up so fast, and I don't know a week before if I'm going to want to wake up on a Wednesday morning and go to Pilates. I barely even know on a Wednesday morning when I wake up if I want to go to Pilates. Like, so that's going to be my struggle. But I think if I just, I mean, that could be a good thing. If I book it a week in advance, I have no other option. I have to get up and go. But I do think that is going to be my workout of choice, because I've tried to do the gym, even 12:30, I talk myself into like, oh, I'm tired, let me like hold on for a minute. And it's just like, but when I'm in a class, I'm great at that. I will keep going. I don't allow myself to like, be weak-minded, I guess, honestly. So what did she just say? She asked me what the question was.
I forgot already.
A new hobby. I also really want to get into pickleball, and I want to read more.
I love pickleball. I started, so I got to continue pickleball.
Is that your answer or a different one?
No, I mean, that's just one hobby.
Okay.
I want to continue reading.
Okay.
And working out and doing all that.
Everything you said a million times.
Yes, right?
Okay, mine is cooking. I really want to get into cooking more and like just taking very basic ingredients and making yummy meals. Like not trying to eat processed foods or like pre-prepared frozen foods. Like I really want to make everything homemade. Homemade pasta again. Like, you know, not even buying jars of sauce. I want to literally make my own sauce. I want to take meat and veggies and create dishes. Like, I really want to get better at like just intuitive cooking and not having to follow a recipe. Because don't get me wrong, I love following recipes, but like, I just want to be better at just like cooking on my own, if that makes sense. So that's going to be my new hobby, I think.
And hopefully playing pickleball, because I bought pickleball.
Well, yes, I would like to do that. But I played tennis for a while, so like not like professionally or anything. Like Sean and I went to the tennis court in our old apartment like a couple times, but I feel like I can't be that
tennis.
I feel like it can't be that different from pickleball. I almost think
that's why it's such a popular hobby, because it's not like easier than tennis. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, that's I do want
to
do that.
Young to old, like everybody plays pickleball. Like it's like crazy at home. I don't know if it. I mean, I'm sure it is.
It is really crazy. I know in Naples at least.
Yeah. So at home, there's like even like churches and gyms are all like.
I think there's like national championships in Naples or something.
There's competitions now and everything. Yes, and I just want to play.
Okay.
I also want to get a nose job so I can actually work out. I think that would actually change my life.
It's changed mine.
Yeah, like I genuinely.
I can breathe. I sleep with my mouth shut. It's great.
I am going to look at my schedule. We're going to have, I'm going to try to schedule a consultation in January if they'll let me, if anyone has availability. But like, yeah, because I can't run. I can't do SoulCycle. I can't do anything that's like endurance wise. Like the only reason why I could do cheer is because it was 2.5 minutes. Because even at the end, my face would be bright red like a tomato and I would have a throbbing headache after a full out. But like, it was done in 2.5 minutes at least. So like, it was fine. But anything more than that, I literally just, I can't do it. So a nose job. Thank you.
It's your new hobby.
Yeah.
Hi. All right. Oh my gosh. Mom just said hi into the microphone. Like, what? Why are you giving it to me? All right.
I don't know what to say. What are we talking about?
We're going to end this episode here. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We would love to hear on our Instagram post what your 2024 word of the year is and your intentions and everything like that. And just chat with us in the comments on the post so we can talk about your year and what your word is and chat with each other and just get inspired.
We hope you had a happy holidays. I hope 2023 was a great year and I hope 2024 is the best year you've ever had.
Yes, agree. Hopefully 2024 will be great for everyone. And do your best and keep your mind set. It's early on, so it's always good in January.
And they say it takes what? It's like 21 days to get into a habit.
I don't know, I'm about to do 75, so hopefully it works. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and we'll see you next week on Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.